الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The dawn of blessings. Excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind. The most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah azza wa jalla sends 100 mercies on the one who recites Salat 10 times on me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. As soon as the month of Rabi'un Nur comes, springtime prevails everywhere. The devotees of the Holy Prophet become excited and delighted. It seems as if every true Muslim, whether young or old, expresses this hearty feeling. Nisar teri chahal pahar par hazar eidein Rabi'ul Awwal. Sivai Iblis ke jahan mein sabhi to khushiyan mana rahe hain. Cheerfulness of Rabiul Awwal exceeds that of thousands of Eids. Everyone is rejoicing in the world except Satan the cursed. When the darkness of disbelief and idolatry was prevalent in the world, a noor gleamed in the sacred house of Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha in Makkatul Mukarrama that brightened the entire universe. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for whom the troubled humanity was anxiously waiting, dawned as mercy for all the worlds. Mubarak ho ke khatmul mursaleen tashreef le aaye. Janabe rahmatul lil alameen tashreef le aaye. Congratulations, it is the advent of the last prophet. Congratulations, it is the advent of the mercy for all. The dawn of blessings. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam came into the world on the 12th of Rabi'un Nur at the time of dawn and transformed the dark night of miseries, difficulties, troubles and tribulations into the bright and soothing morning of happiness. Musalmano subah bahara mubarak wo baraste anwar sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam aaye. Congratulations on the advent of the blessed morning. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has come showering the noor. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Miracles. As soon as Allah's Nur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam dawned on the earth on the 12th of Rabi'un Nur, the dark clouds of oppression and disbelief purged. The palace of Kisra, which belonged to the Iranian king, was struck by an earthquake in which 14 of its spikes fell off. The flame which had been continuously blazing for 1,000 years in Iran extinguished. The river Sava became dry. The Kaaba began to sway and idols fell on their heads. Teri aamad thi ke Baitullah mujre ko jhuka. Teri haibat thi ke har but thar thara kar gir gaya. Upon your advent, the Kaaba swayed. The idols fell tremblingly, being afraid. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Beyond doubt, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy. And indeed, the day when Allah's mercy descends is a day of rejoicing. Allah Azza wa Jalla has declared in the Holy Quran, Part 11, Surah Yunus, verse 58, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi fa bi dhalika falyafrahu. هو خير مما يجمعون. Translation taken from Kanzul Iman. Please declare only Allah's grace and only His mercy, and on it let them rejoice. That is better than all their wealth. Allahu Akbar. The Quran is itself ordering us to rejoice over Allah's mercy, and Allah's greatest mercy is embodied in the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as clearly mentioned in the Holy Quran, part 17, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 107. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. Translation taken from Kanzul Iman. And we have not sent you but as a mercy for all the worlds. The night superior to Shabi Qadr. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Qawi said, indeed, the night of the birth of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is superior to even Shabi Qadr, which is one of the nights bestowed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. In fact, the night whose greatness lies in the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is more sacred than the night whose greatness lies in the advent of the angels. Eid of Eids. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, the 12th of Rabi'un Nur is the Eid of all the Eids for Muslims. Indeed, if the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had not come into this world, there would have been no Eid and no Shabi Bara'at. In fact, all the glory and greatness of the world as well as the hereafter is by virtue of the blessed arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho, jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. Without him was nothing, without him is nothing. He is the kernel, without a soul there is no being. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Abu Lahab and Milad. After the death of Abu Lahab, some of his family members dreamed him in trouble. They asked how he was treated after death. He replied, I did not receive any goodness after leaving you. Then indicating towards the hole at underside of his thumb, he said, accept this as I am fed with water from this because I freed my slave girl, Suwayba. Shaykh Allama Badruddin Aini Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Qawi has stated, that indication means that he is given some water. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Muslims and Milad. Commenting on the foregoing narration, Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Qawi has stated, in this incident, there is credible evidence for those who celebrate the birth of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and spend their wealth on this auspicious occasion. Abu Lahab, who was a staunch unbeliever, was benefited due to rejoicing and freeing his slave girl, Suwayba. Upon hearing the news of the blessed birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Now, imagine how great the reward will be for the Muslim spending his wealth wholeheartedly on this occasion. However, it is necessary to avoid songs and music in Milad gatherings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Celebrate Milad enthusiastically. Dear Islamic brothers, mark the blessed birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam enthusiastically. Even a staunch disbeliever like Abu Lahab benefited due to expressing happiness over the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Then why not we, the Muslims, will be blessed? Abu Lahab rejoiced over the birth of a nephew, that of the Prophet of Allah. Still, he was benefited. If we celebrate Milad out of love and admiration, how can we be deprived of reward? Gar Amina ke Sayyid Abrar a gaya, khushiyan manao ghamzado ghamkhwar a gaya. In Amina's home, the King of Prophets has come. Rejoice, O the grief-stricken, your comforter has come. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gets pleased with those who celebrate his birth. An Islamic scholar said that he saw the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, in his dream, and asked, Ya Rasulullah, do you like Muslims celebrating your birth every year? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam replied, I get pleased with the one who gets pleased with me. Flags in the happiness of Milad. Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha said, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was born, I saw that three flags were hoisted, one in the east, one in the west, and one on the roof of the Kaaba. Ruhul Amine Gara, Kaabe ki chhat pe janda, ta arsh ura pharera, sub'e shab'e viladat. Ruhul Amin hoisted a flag onto the roof of the Kaaba that flew up to the heaven on the dawn of blessings. Procession with flags. While migrating to Medina, when the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam reached a place near Medina known as Mawda'e Ghamim, Bureida Aslami, along with 70 horsemen from the tribe of Bani Sahm, chased the caravan with the intention of capturing the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. But he himself got captivated in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and embraced Islam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, we will welcome you in Medina with flags. Therefore the horsemen took off their turbans, placed them on the top of their spears and moved to Medina. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The family that used to celebrate Milad. There was a pious person named Ibrahim residing in Madinatul Munawwara. He was a true devotee of the Holy Prophet. He used to earn halal sustenance and would save half of his earnings for the celebration of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. When the month of Rabi'un Nur would arrive, he used to celebrate Milad enthusiastically, abiding by the commandments of Sharia. He would distribute a lot of food among the people for the Isale Sawab of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and subsidize his savings for righteous cause. His wife was also a great devotee of the Holy Prophet. She would also cooperate with her husband with heart and soul in that righteous deed. After a few years, his wife passed away, but he continued the act of celebrating Milad. One day, Ibrahim called his son and made his will. Dear son, I will die tonight. I have 50 dirhams and 19 yards of cloth. Use the cloth for my shroud and spend the money in any righteous deed. Having said, he recited the article of faith and his soul left his body. The son buried his father according to his will, but he was rather confused about spending the money his father left. When he slept that night, he dreamt that the day of judgment had occurred and everyone was extremely frightened. The fortunate people were going towards the heaven, whereas the unfortunate ones were being dragged into hell. He stood shivering with fear as to what his destination would be. Meanwhile, an announcement was made, "Let this young man enter the heaven." Therefore, he entered the heaven happily, where he wandered fearlessly. After visiting seven heavens, when he reached the portal of the eighth heaven, he was told that only those who celebrated the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in the world are allowed to enter this heaven. Upon hearing that, he envisioned that his parents would be there. A voice was then heard, "Let this young man enter. His parents want to meet him." Therefore he went in and saw his mother sitting near the stream of Kawthar. Nearby, there was a throne on which an honorable lady was sitting. There were also some other chairs on which many venerable ladies were sitting. He asked an angel, "Who are they?" The angel replied, "The one sitting on the throne is Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra, and other ladies on the chairs are the Khatidatul Kubra, Aisha Siddiqa, Sayyidatuna Maryam, Sayyidatuna Asiya, Sayyidatuna Sara, Sayyidatuna Hajira, Sayyidatuna Rabia, and Sayyidatuna Zubayda radiyallahu ta'ala anhun." He became very happy and resumed walking and saw an even more faith-refreshing scene. He saw a very big throne on which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was seated. Around the throne there were four chairs upon which the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the four righteous caliphs radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, were seated. On the right hand side there were golden chairs upon which the Prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam were sitting, and on the left the martyrs were seated. The young man saw his father Ibrahim amongst a crowd near the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Ibrahim hugged his son happily. The son asked, "Dear father, how did you attain this status?" Ibrahim replied, "Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. I have been blessed with this status because of celebrating the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." The following morning, he sold his house and arranged a feast using the money he received from selling his house along with his father's 50 dirhams. He invited Islamic scholars and pious Muslims and served them. As he was no longer interested in the world, he decided to stay in a masjid and spent the rest of his 30 years worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. After his death, someone saw him in a dream and asked what had happened to him. He replied, "With the blessings of celebrating Milad, I have also received the same status which my father got in paradise. Bakhsh de mujhko ilahi bahre miladun nabi, namae amal isyan se mera barpoor hai. Almighty, forgive me for Milad's sake, though my book of deeds is replete with sins." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Reward of celebrating Milad. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi alayhi rahmatullahi al-kawi has said, "Those rejoicing on the night of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam will enter Jannat un-Na'im by virtue of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Muslims have always been celebrating the birth of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam by cooking feasts, inviting guests and giving sadaqah, alms in abundance. They express their happiness, spend wholeheartedly, hold congregations for the celebration of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, decorate their houses, and Allah azza wa jalla showers his blessings on them because of these blessed deeds." Jews embraced Islam. Sayyiduna Abdul Wahid bin Ismail alayhi rahmatullahi al-jameel narrated that a great devotee of the Holy Prophet lived in Egypt. He used to celebrate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam with full zeal and zest. A Jewish family lived in his neighborhood. When the month of Rabi'un Nur arrived, the Jewish woman asked her husband, "Why does our Muslim neighbor arrange such a big feast during this month?" Her husband replied, "In this month, his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was born. Therefore, he does so to celebrate his Prophet's birth, and Muslims honor this month a lot." Upon hearing that, the wife said, "It is a nice thing Muslims do by celebrating the birth of their Prophet every year." When the Jewish lady went to sleep that night, she dreamt a very graceful and magnificent saint. There was a crowd of people around him. She stepped forward and asked someone about the noble saint. The person replied, "He is the last prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He has come to meet and bless your neighbor for celebrating his birth." The Jewish woman then asked, "Will he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, talk to me?" The person replied, "Yes." The woman then called the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam replied, "Labbaik, here I am." Impressed by the Holy Prophet's reply, she said, "I am not a Muslim, and still you replied to me?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, "Allah azza wa jalla has told me that you are going to embrace Islam very soon." Upon hearing that, she spoke spontaneously, "No doubt you are merciful and cautious prophet. The one disobeying you will never succeed, and the one not believing your lofty eminence will suffer loss." Then she recited the Kalima Shahada, the article of faith. When she awoke, she embraced Islam wholeheartedly. She planned to spend all her savings in the celebration of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam by serving meals to people in the morning. When she got up, she saw that her husband was busy preparing feast. She asked him in astonishment, "What are you doing?" He replied, "I am making arrangements for a feast to celebrate your embracing of Islam." She asked, "How did you get to know of this?" He replied, "Like you, I also beheld the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam last night in a dream, and I have also embraced Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Aamade sarkar se zulmat hui kafoor hai. Kya zameen, kya aasman, har sam chaya noor hai. His arrival has removed darkness from everywhere. There is light from earth to sky everywhere. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad." Dawood-e-Islami and Milad celebration. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. Dawood-e-Islami, a global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah, has a unique way of celebrating Milad. Huge congregations of Milad are held in different countries. In Karachi, Pakistan, probably the biggest Milad Ijtima of the world is held every year. These are extremely spiritual congregations which have invoked Madani revolution in the lives of thousands of sinners who have now adopted the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Listen to four Madani marvels in regards to this. Number one, cure for sins. A devotee of the Prophet narrated, on the occasion of Eid Miladun Nabi 1426 AH, a friend of mine who was extremely fond of the latest fashions and away from Salah, attended the Ijtimai Milad held in Kakri Ground, Babul Madina, Karachi. At the time of greeting Subh Bahara, the dawn of blessings. Everyone was reciting Salat and Salam. My friend became impressed. He felt hatred for sins and made a firm intention to offer Salah regularly and grow his beard. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Abiding by his intentions, he has not only started offering Salah regularly, but also has grown his beard. He had a bad habit, which is inappropriate to mention, that he rid himself of by virtue of the ijtima. In other words, the patient suffering from the lethal disease of sins has found the cure. Manglo, manglo, unka gham, manglo. Chashme rahmat, nigahe karam, manglo. Maasiyat ki dawa, la jaram, manglo. Mangne ka maza, aaj ki raat hai. Ask for his mercy and blessings in this holy night. Ask for the cure of sins in this holy night. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Number 2. The dirt of heart removed. The gist of a written statement given by an Islamic brother from North Karachi is presented. During the first week of Rabi'un Nur, some devotees of the Prophet were making individual effort and they invited me to attend the Ijtimai Milad being held at Kakri Ground, Babul Madina, Karachi. It was my good fortune that I assured them of my participation in the Ijtima. When the night of the 12th arrived, I kept my promise and sat on the bus with all the other Islamic brothers who were also leaving for the Ijtimai Milad. A devotee of the Holy Prophet had some sweets called chamcham, which he divided approximately into 30 small pieces and distributed them equally among the brothers. I was really impressed by that affectionate action. We later reached the Ijtimai Milad. That was the first time in my life in which I saw such a splendid and spiritual Ijtima. The sound of Naat and Salaam was echoing in the atmosphere and people were chanting slogans enthusiastically. Marhaba ya Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I felt as if the spirituality of the Ijtima was gradually cleaning the dirt of my heart. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I joined the Madni environment of Dawud Islami forthwith. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, now I wear a green turban and have grown my beard. I am presently rendering my services as the Ilaqai Nigran of Dawud Islami in an area for spreading sunnahs. Ata'e Habib-e Khuda Madni Mahol. Hafizane Ghoso Raza Madni Mahol. Yakinan Muqaddar ka wo hai Sikandar jise khair se mil gaya Madni Mahol. A favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the Madni environment. Benevolence of Ghos and Raza is the Madni environment. Verily, fortunate is the one who has joined the Madni environment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Number 3. Rain of Nur, light. On the occasion of Eid Miladun Nabi 1417 AH, the procession of Dawud Islami, Nazimabad, Karachi, departed after Salatul Zuhr. There were a large number of participants who were rejoicing ardently, chanting different slogans enthusiastically. The procession stopped at many places for presenting call towards righteousness. Everybody listened quietly. After the bayan, the speech finished, a person approached the Nigran and said, "During the bayan, I saw with my eyes that Noor was being showered on everyone, including the child Muballigh, the preacher. Sorry, I am not a Muslim. Please make me embrace Islam right now." The participants chanted slogans even more enthusiastically. Seeing the greatness of the Madani procession and blessings of Dawat-e-Islami, Satan lost his senses After embracing Islam, the convert went to his home to invite his family members towards Islam. Due to his cordial spiritual invitation, his wife, three children, and his father all embraced Islam. Eid Miladun Nabi hai, dil bara masroor hai. Haan magar shaitaan ma rufaqa bara ranjoor hai. On Eid Miladun Nabi, everyone is in high spirit, but Satan with his accomplices is in low spirit. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Number 4. One can behold the Prophet even today. A devotee of the Holy Prophet stated, "We attended probably the biggest Ijtimai Milad held by Dawat-e-Islami at Kakri Ground, Babul Madina, Karachi. During conversation, an Islamic brother said, the Ijtimai Milad of Dawat-e-Islami used to be very inspiring, but it's not so impressive now." Upon hearing that, another Islamic brother said, "My friend, you are wrong. The Ijtima is still the same. How can the Prophet's zikr change? Our hearts and mentality have changed. Even today, instead of wandering in the ugly valleys of criticism, if we listen to Naat, imagining being showered with the bounties of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we will reap its blessings." Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the first Islamic brother's baseless objection could make a participant lose his interest in the Ijtima and go home. But the second Islamic brother's reply was very appropriate. "Anyway, plucking up the courage, I sat in between the devotees of the Holy Prophet and began to listen to Naats fondly. The breaking of dawn approached and all the Islamic brothers stood up to welcome the dawn of blessings. The participants were in a state of ecstasy. The calls, marhaba, welcome, could be heard from every direction. Salat and salam were being recited upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. There were tears in the eyes of the devotees of the Prophet. People were weeping everywhere in the Ijtima. I was also in an ecstatic state. With my sinful eyes, I saw droplets falling on the Ijtima. It was as if the Ijtima was being showered with mercy. I closed my eyes and I began to recite Salat and Salam. Suddenly, the eyes of my heart opened, and truly speaking, I saw the beloved whose Milad we were celebrating. I beheld the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, my heart was blessed with spiritual tranquility. Really, the Islamic brother was right when he said that the Ijtimai Milad held by Dawat-e-Islami is always touching, but these are our hearts that have changed. If we remain attentive, then even today one can behold the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Koi aya paake chala gaya, koi umr bina pa saka, ye bare karam ke hain faisle, ye bare naseeb ki baat hai. Someone came and got instantly, whereas someone could never get. These are heavenly decisions which are predestined. 12 Madni Pearls about celebrating Milad. Number 1. Decorate your homes, masajid, shops and vehicles with buntings for rejoicing the birth of the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illuminate your home with at least 12 bulbs. Arrange an ijtimai zikr-o-naat on the 12th night, and at the time of dawn, welcome the dawn of blessings with tearful eyes, raising your flags in hands, invoking salat and salam. If possible, observe fast on the 12th of Rabi'un Nur, because our Holy Prophet ﷺ would celebrate his birthday by observing fast on Mondays. Sayyiduna Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was asked as to why he fasted on Mondays. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam replied, I was born on this day and the revelation descended upon me on the same day. The commentator of Sahih Bukhari, Sayyiduna Imam Qastalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, one of the proven boon of celebrating Milad of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is that peace and tranquility prevails throughout the year and every wish is fulfilled sooner. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on the one who marks the nights of the Milad month like Eid. Number 2. Nowadays, Tawaf doing dolls are displayed in the models of the Holy Kaaba at some places. This is a sin. In the pre-Islamic era of ignorance, there were 360 idols in the Holy Kaaba. The Holy Prophet ﷺ removed all the idols from the Kaaba after conquering Mecca. Therefore, even models containing idols, dolls, should not be displayed. Plastic flowers can be placed instead. It is permissible to display such a portrait in the home, in the masjid. An incident and can sabotage the prestigious Milad procession. Your own safety lies in remaining calm and peaceful. Number 12. Neither get emotional nor try to retaliate in case some stone pelting is encountered, as it will cause disturbance in the procession, which is the desire of the enemy. Ghunche chatke phool mehke har taraf aayi bahar ho gayi subah bahara eid-e meela dun nabi sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad. Attar's letter about celebrating Milad. It is a Madni request that this letter should be read out afresh every year as a reminder in the last weekly ijtima of Safar al-Muzaffar everywhere. Islamic brothers and sisters can make appropriate amendments. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashiq-e Madina Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Ar-Razavi Afi Anhu says salam from the core of his heart to all the devotees of the Holy Prophet on the blissful festival of Milad celebration. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. Tum bhi karke unka charcha apne dil chamkao, unche mein uncha nabi ka janda gar gar mein lehrao. Brighten your heart praising the most beloved prophet and wave the prophet's flag at every home. Number 1. On the first this announcement 3 times in all the masajid. Congratulations to all Islamic brothers and sisters. The moon of Rabi'un Noor has been sighted. Rabi'un Noor umeedon ki duniya saath le aaya, duaon ki qabooliyat ko haathon haath le aaya. The season of hopefulness has come in Rabi'un Noor. All the prayers will be answered very soon. Number 2. Men shaving their beard or trimming it less than a fist length, both acts are haram. For Islamic sisters, not to observe shari veiling is a haram act. By virtue of auspicious occasion of Rabi'un Noor, Islamic brothers are requested to make the intention for bearing a fistful beard permanently, and Islamic sisters are requested to make the intention of observing Shari Parda, preferably wearing a Madani Burqa. A man's shaving his beard or trimming it less than a fist length and a woman's non-observance of Shari veiling is haram. It is wajib to repent of these sins instantly and give them up. Juk gaya Kaaba, sabi but munh ke bal onde gire, دب دبا آمد کا تھا اہلم و سہلم مرحبا. The Kaaba tilted, all the idols fell down on thy arrival. Marhaba, marhaba. Number 3. A great Madni technique to acquire steadfastness in practicing Sunnah and other good deeds is that all the devotees, Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters of the Holy Prophet should make intention to execute Fikr-e-Madina daily, filling in the booklets of Madini In'amat, and should submit the booklet monthly. Invoke Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla by raising your hands. Badliyan rahmat ki chayin, boondiyan rahmat ki ayin, ab muradein dil ki payin, aamade shahe arab hai. The clouds and drizzle of blessing are at onset. Wishes will be fulfilled now. Marhaba, marhaba. Number 4. All the devotees of the Prophet, including Nigran and Zimadar, should travel with the Madni Qafila for at least 3 days. Particularly in this blessed month, Islamic sisters should deliver dars from Fizani Sunnat for at least 30 days in their homes, only to the ladies and Maharim, and then make the intention to continue it after Rabi'un Noor also. Lootane rahmatein, qafile mein chalo, seekane sunnatein, qafile mein chalo. For receiving blessings, travel with the qafila. For learning the sunnah, travel with the qafila. Number 5. Display 12 flags or at least one flag in your masjid, home, shop, workplace, etc. Since moon sighting for the whole month, buy some flags and display them on the buses, wagons, trucks, trolleys, taxis, rickshaws, horse carriages, etc. Hoist flags on your cycle, scooter and car. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the whole city will blossom with smiling, waving green flags. Usually, big pictures of living beings or nasty couplets are printed on the back of big trucks. It is my wish that the slogan, I love Dawood-e-Islami, be printed in bold lettering at the back side of trucks, buses, wagons, rickshaws, taxis and cars, etc. Make efforts in regards to this by meeting and persuading the transporters and bus or truck owners, and win my heartly supplications. Caution: if the flag bears lettering or image of Nalain, image of the blessed shoe, soul of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, make sure that the flag neither tears nor falls on the ground. Further, as soon as the month of Rabi'un Noor ends, remove the flags immediately. If there is a risk of disrespect, use simple green flags, i.e. without that sacred image or lettering. Ashik-e-Madina displays only simple green flags at his home, named the Dying Home. Nabi ka janda lekar niklo dunya mein cha jao, Nabi ka janda aman ka janda gar gar mein lehrao. Lead the whole world bearing the Prophet's flag, its peace flag, so at every home wave this great flag. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Number 6. Illuminate your home with 12 lighting strings or at least 12 bulbs. Further, install decorative lightings in your area and masjid. But using electricity illegally for this purpose is haram. Therefore, use electricity legally, contacting the electric company. Decorate your whole area with green flags, buntings and bright lights. Display big flags, 12 meters long
are as suited, on the roof of your home and masjid, and on the main squares, etc., such that they may not hinder pedestrians or traffic in any way, and also make sure that public rights are not violated. Don't hoist flags in the middle of the road, as this will obstruct the traffic. Do not decorate streets, etc., in a way which result in narrowing of passage, resulting in violation of public rights. Ek mashrik, ek maghrib, ek baame kaaba par nasb parcham ho gaya ahlan wa sahlan marhaba. Flags were hoisted, one in the east, one in the west, and one on the roof of the Kaaba, to welcome the advent of the beloved Prophet. Number 7. Every Islamic brother should distribute as many booklets or different pamphlets published by Maktabatul Madina as possible, or at least amounting to 12 rupees, among the participants of Milad procession. Islamic sisters should also get the booklets distributed. Similarly, make your contribution to call towards righteousness by keeping booklets at your shops, etc., for free distribution throughout the year. Also make efforts for such distribution on occasions of weddings and funerals, etc., and for conveying sawab to the deceased. Also persuade other Muslims to do the same. Bant kar madni rasail deen ko phailaiye, kar ke razi haq ko haqdare jina ban jaiye. Spread sunnah by distributing madni booklets, by deserving of heaven by pleasing Allah. Be deserving of heaven by pleasing Allah. Number 8. If possible, buy 12 booklets titled The Dawn of Blessings and 112 pamphlets, or at least 12 pamphlets titled 12 Madani Pearls for celebrating the Milad of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam from Maktabatul Madina, and give them especially to the leaders of the organizations that arrange Milad gatherings. During the month of Rabi'un Nur, donate 1200 rupees, or if possible 112 rupees, or at least 12 rupees to some Sunni scholar. Only adults should do so. You may also donate this money to Imam, Muazzin, or servant of your masjid. Rather, make the intention to continue this good service on a monthly basis. It is better to donate the money on a Friday, because the reward of every good deed increases by 70 times on a Friday. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, the cassettes of Bayanat, Sunnah inspiring speeches released by Maktabatul Madina, have played a vital role in reforming lives of several people. Even some of you may have also joined Dawat-e-Islami by virtue of listening to some Bayan cassette. Distributing these cassettes and VCDs or DVDs to people is a great service to Islam and is a means of earning enormous reward. Therefore, if possible, sell out 12 cassettes or VCDs or DVDs of Sunnah inspiring speeches every week, or at least every month. Well-off Islamic brothers may do this service for free. By virtue of festivity of Milad, distribute as many Bayan cassettes and VCDs or DVDs as you can, and thus take part in propagation of Sunnah. On the occasion of weddings, gift a booklet or a Bayan cassette, VCD or DVD along with the wedding card. Discard the tradition of Eid cards and instill the tradition of distribution of booklets, etc., in its place, so that the money being spent can also help propagation of Sunnah. People send me expensive Eid cards, causes my heart melancholic instead of happiness. Would it be that people spend their hard-earned money on the promotion of religion instead of Eid cards? Further, the glittering powder on these cards also causes severe nuisance. Unke dar pe palne wala اپنا آپ جواب، کوئی غریب نواز تو کوئی داتا لگتا ہے. Those blessed by the Prophet are matchless. Someone becomes غریب نواز and someone داتا. Number 9. In big cities, every علاقائی نگران, regional نگران, should hold glorious sunnah inspiring ijtimaat at different masajid for the first 12 days of Rabi un-Nur. Responsible Islamic sisters should also hold ijtimaats at home. If possible, everyone should attend the ijtima whilst bearing green flags in Rabi un-Nur. Lab par naate rasool akram haathon mein parcham diwana sarkar ka کتنا پیارا لگتا ہے. The devotee of the Prophet reciting naats and holding flags looks so beautiful. Number 10. Take bath in the evening of the 11th or on the 12th night of Rabi un-Nur. If possible, buy everything new. For example, white clothes, turban, bandana, cap, shawl, miswak, handkerchief, slippers, rosary, itr, perfume, wristwatch, pen, kafila pad, etc. In order to solemnize this Eid of Eids, Islamic sisters should also buy new things according to their needs. Aayi nayi hukumat, sikka naya chalega, alam ne rang badla, subeh shabe viladat. New currency will be launched as a new regime has evolved. With the one set of dawn of blessings, new world order has evolved. Number 11. Spend the 12th night in Ijtimai Zikr-o-Naat and welcome the dawn of blessings with tearful eyes at the time of breaking of dawn, raising your flags and reciting Salat and Salam. After Salatul Fajr, say Salam and congratulate each other warmly on this grand occasion of Eid, and continue to do so for the rest of the day. Eid Miladun Nabi to Eid ki bhi Eid hai. Bil yakin hai Eid Eidan, Eid Miladun Nabi. Beyond all doubt, Eid Miladun Nabi is the Eid of all the Eids. Number 12. Our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would celebrate his birth by fasting on Mondays. Keeping this in mind, you should also observe fast on the 12th of Rabi un-Nur and participate in the Madani procession carrying green flags. Remain in the state of wuzu for as long as possible. Recite naats, salat and salam and walk gradually with your gaze lowered. Do not give the chance to critics by committing any cheap act. Rabi ul-Awwal, Ahle Sunnat, تجھ پر کیوں نہ ہوں قربان کہ تیری بارہویں تاریخ وہ جانِ قمر آیا. ربیع الاول, why should the اہل سنہ not sacrifice their lives for thy sanctity as the most beloved prophet came on the 12th day. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Intentions about celebrating Milad. The first hadith cited in Sahih Bukhari is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, meaning actions are valued according to the intentions. Remember, whenever you perform any righteous deed, you must have the intention of gaining reward for it from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Otherwise, you will not gain any reward. Likewise, it is necessary to have the intention of gaining reward while celebrating Milad. When making the intention of gaining reward, the act must be in conformity with Sharia and must be performed with sincerity. If someone celebrated Milad for showing off, using electricity illegally, forcing people to donate money, hurting other Muslims without Sharia exemption, violating public rights, playing naats, etc., on the loudspeaker, despite knowing that it will cause distress to the ill, suckling babies or those who are asleep, then the intention of gaining reward will go invalid. Instead, this person shall become a sinner. the more the righteous intentions you make, the more reward you will gain. Hence, 18 intentions are being presented, but these are not all. A scholar of intentions can make even more intentions for increasing sawab. So make these intentions as per your condition. 18 intentions for celebrating Milad. Number 1. I will publicize the biggest blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla, thereby acting upon the Quranic commandment. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And publicize well the bounty of your Lord. Number 2. I will make Milad illuminations to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 3. I will wave flags imitating the act of Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salatu wassalam, who placed 3 flags on the day the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was born. Number 4. I will wave green flags because the grand dome of the Prophet's masjid is green. Number 5. I will show the eminence of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam to the non-Muslims by celebrating Milad. Upon seeing illuminations and green flags, the non-Muslims will certainly be inspired and would think that the Muslims love their Prophet a lot. Number 6. I will annoy Satan by celebrating Milad enthusiastically. Number 7. In addition to outward decorations, I will decorate my inner self as well by repenting of sins. Number 8. I will attend the Ijtima'i Milad on the 12th night. And number 9, I will participate in the procession on the 12th of Rabi'un Nur and will invoke zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number 10, I will behold Islamic scholars. And number 11, the pious people. And number 12, I will gain blessings from the company of the devotees of the Prophet. Number 13, I will wear a turban in the procession. And number 14, I will remain in the state of wuzu for as long as possible. And number 15, I will perform my salah with Jamaat in Masjid during the procession. Number 16, as per my capacity, I will distribute booklets, pamphlets and cassettes or VCDs or DVDs of Sunnah-inspiring bayanat, etc., published by Maktabatul Madina during the Ijtima'i Milad and procession. Number 17. Making individual efforts, I will persuade 12 brothers to travel with the Madani Qafila. Number 18. I will keep reciting Salat, Salam and Naat as far as possible during the procession, observing Qufle Madina of the tongue and the eyes. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, enable us to solemnize the birth of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly with good intentions, and grant us entry into heaven without holding accountable by virtue of celebrating the blessed birthday of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Bakhsh de humko ilahi behre miladun nabi, nama-e amal isiyan se mera barpoor hai. O Almighty, forgive me for Milad's sake, though my book of deeds is repleted with sins. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.